B-Pod Studios.
This is Kraftwerk.
This is my hometown, and I just believe this hometown wouldn't have been the same if this team had left here.
A look back at 25 years of Patriots ownership.
And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
And the Patriots are world champions again!
A touchdown! And a title for the Patriots!
I can't believe it!
We are all Patriots, and tonight, the Patriots are world champions!
Once again, here's Mark Bertrand.
Franchise quarterback. It's a phrase that NFL fans hear often, but it can be hard to define. Ability, intelligence, and leadership are some of the things that teams look for in a quarterback. Some NFL teams have spent years or even decades in pursuit of a franchise QB. In the 25 years Robert Kraft has owned the Patriots, he has been in the rare position of not having to worry about who his quarterback is. Even more rare is that the Pats found the best quarterback ever in the sixth round of the NFL draft.
I remember Belichick walking up to the board and said, wow, this Brady's still on the board.
Back here in New York, our draft coverage continues. It's New Orleans on the clock at pick 200, as we said, bottom of the sixth, end of the sixth round. And among the last six picks taken, a familiar name if you're a college football fan, Tom Brady, the quarterback who all he did was lead this football team, put them in the right position more times than not. And when he got pulled from the game and Drew Henson came in, Michigan football was not as good as it was when Brady was in.
One of the real troubling parts was the Michigan situation. You know, the fact that really they were trying to replace him as their starting quarterback and say, okay, they don't really want this guy as their starting quarterback. They want another guy. Well, what's the problem here? You know, it's a little bit of a red flag there.
Going to New England, Drew Bledsoe, his forte certainly isn't mobility. It's dropping back, throwing the football. Brady can do that, and certainly New England's offense already designed for Bledsoe. Now comes Brady. Can he overcome that lack of mobility?
When you're the 199th pick, it was like, whew. You know, I was thinking about as those other 198 names were called, what the heck I was going to do for the rest of my life.
We already had three quarterbacks at the time. We had just signed our number one quarterback, Drew Bledsoe, for a lot of money.
And then I was happy as could be because I had a direction. We had a starting quarterback there who I could learn a lot from. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the league at the time.
More Pats picks. Sixth round, Antoine Harris, Tom Brady, and David Nugent. These later round picks can make a difference if your scouting department is sharp and you can get a little lucky.
The Patriots were lucky. Lucky to have the very sharp Dick Rabine on Bill Belichick's staff. Early in the year 2000, Belichick asked his new quarterbacks coach to scout a couple of college players who might be a good fit as a backup to Drew Bledsoe. One was Tim Rattay of Louisiana Tech, and the other was Michigan's Tom Brady. Rabine was immediately impressed with Brady and made the case to his boss back in New England that the team should target him in the draft. Months later, Brady was face-to-face with the owner of his new team.
I remember the first time he met me, he called me Kyle Brady. The tight end. All he knew was Brady, so he said, hey, Kyle.
You know, he came down those steps of the old stadium, and he was a skinny bean pole. I still can see it.
I kind of let it go. I mean, I wasn't going to say anything to the owner. I was 22 years old.
And he had a little pizza under his arm.
And I said, hey, Mr. Kraft. I said, I'm Tom Brady.
Yeah, I said, I know who you are, sixth-round draft choice from Michigan.
And he goes, oh, yeah, of course. You know, I know. You're a quarterback. I've seen you play. You're doing a good job.
And he looked me right in the eye, and he said,
you know, I just want to tell you, it's, you know, one of the best decisions you ever made picking me.
I'm the best decision this organization has ever made.
I remember the phone call. I remember sitting in my office because I said, was the kid cocky? My father said, you know, he wasn't, and there's something about the way he said it. He said, I believe him. So that is an absolute 100% true story.
Was he right? 20, throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell Tompkins, leaping.
He got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
Brady's back!
Now he shoots it long and deep for Troy Brown. He's got it! He's got it to the 15, to the 10, to the 5! Touchdown! 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 And the Patriots win it overtime!
Tom Shortrop, look left, throws for Edelman! Touchdown! Patriots! They're back in the lead in Super Bowl 49!
Tom Brady
Randy
to
Moss.
Randy Moss, and they each have set NFL records on the go-ahead touchdown for Tom Brady. Touchdown pass number 50.
Diving to the goal line!
It's
a touchdown! And a title for the Patriots!
I can't believe it!
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. Let
by the greatest quarterback.
Look at Brady.
In Super Bowl and NFL annals.
25 years in, you've only hired two head coaches, and you've had two franchise quarterbacks in 25 years. Are you ever worried that that, you know, is hard to sustain, or that, you know, that, that doesn't happen to every NFL team?
In the almost 100 years, has any other team had that? You know, part of it is, it's just not, we believe in continuity as long as the performance is there. What happens in businesses like this is you get something good going and then it breaks up. And so our main challenge has been to keep it together and keep everyone together when you have quality people. And we do that in any business. You know, people talk about tension, but in any successful organization, there's tension going on all the time. It's how you deal with it. And if you're just average or mediocre, no one really cares. So it goes under the radar. But every family in America has tension, has issues. No one has the golden life. So if you have your health and you're with good people, you're lucky.
Next time on Kraftwerk.
A fumble and the Oakland Raiders recover.
Quarterback's arm is going forward.
The Patriots close out Foxborough Stadium in style.
All right. Patriots retain the ball.
I have a little picture in my office with John Gruden saying it was a fumble.
B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.